Hey, this is Matt and Andrew Make a Podcast.
I'm Matt.
I'm Andrew. I used to do this, so I'm not talking shit, but okay. When people walk back and forth across the stage a lot, there's a way to do it where it looks natural and it looks like they just have more energy than the stage will allow them to expel. And then there's a way that makes me think of a zoo animal, especially like a cat, like a lion.
They're just pacing.
Like they're just
nervously
they just
pacing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what the difference is, but like Theo Von on a stage that's probably 75 feet wide walks the whole fucking stage before he even says anything. And then he goes, this is how I walk. And then makes a joke about it. And then he keeps walking. Then he sits down. Then he randomly in the middle of a joke will just fucking walk all over the stage again. And it's like, to me, that seems like a guy that just isn't meant to be told to sit still.
Yeah.
And then if it's a big stage like that, it doesn't look as crazy as when it's like a 12-foot wide stage and somebody's just wah, wah,
there's
wah,
not
wah.
As many turns.
Yeah. I think that's part of it. I think when you get into bigger venues, it's cool. But I'm curious if Theo Von always did that, because it kind of drives me nuts when some people do it. But like all these habits, wrapping the cord up, I used to do. Pacing, I used to do.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed, I don't move much. I don't know why. I just was like, I don't want to pace. I don't want to rub my face. I don't know what to do with myself, so I'll just kind of stand here awkwardly.
I have recently been concentrating on not putting my left hand behind my back.
Because it drives me nuts, and I told you everybody does it.
But I also, the other day, okay, so we're going to do the show, we're set up, we get there early, we're set up to record, we're going to do this whole thing.
That's a great setup, by the way.
Yeah, and then it all goes to shit. We got drunks right up next to the stage. We got a lady that's hooping and hollering. There's a couple over here that's talking through the whole... Like, it was just a
was
shit
Was she hooping
shit.
Or hooting?
Hooping and hollering.
Never heard that. I've heard hooting.
What about whooping? Whooping and hollering.
I've heard whooping cough is really bad.
I've never had it, but I've heard it is
cool.
Too.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
Anyway, but I... I know...
Bless you.
Thank you. Because I just sneezed out of my ass a little bit. So I know that you're up top running a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept thinking to myself, I'm going to put my hands together and rest the microphone on my belly.
Dude, because that's the thing. I was watching pretty closely most of the show.
Yeah.
Then about 20 minutes in, I realized I'd got a rhythm with the camera. I know your act. I'm going to pop up every now and then. I can't hear that well from up there either. That definitely helps. So I typed in on a private browser, porn photos, and just looked at like 20 pictures of naked women. Not like porn. I just was curious. I hadn't ever searched porn photos that I know of. And I was just curious. Not even horny. Didn't get a boner. Just chill. Just looked at. I just realized like, oh, sometimes I look at naked ladies as art. Did that and then said I should be productive. And then wrote a whole list of how we're going to do that special thing that we talked about that I don't think we should talk about on here. But
it's going to be awesome, though.
When I said that special thing after talking about naked women, I don't know if that was good. Also,
I can say this for certain. No matter how it sounded, I can assure you that Andrew and I will never have the kind of relationship that he and Tim Dillon have.
The rumors are not true. Okay, so one guy said it looks like Tim Dillon's dating the guy from Smashing Pumpkins. And then somebody comes in and says, that's not the guy from Smashing Pumpkins. That's the guy that tattooed Big Jay Oakerson.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, how do you know he tattooed Big Jay Oakerson? And then they said back, he won't shut the fuck up about it. So clearly it had to have happened. And then they said, pics or it didn't happen. Then they pulled up a picture. John Carden's in the background grinning like a motherfucker rolling a joint in that picture. And I was like, okay, they got me. How is this proof that me and Tim Dillon are together, though? And then they showed another picture of what looked like Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins holding hands with Tim Dillon. It wasn't me. It was probably not Billy Corgan either, because he's like, he's got a beard.
Yeah. Yeah, beards are hard to get rid of.
Yeah. They are, dude. They're like herpes.
Yeah.
Once you got one.
They just keep flaring back up.
So real shit, on the subject of beards, Ralph Barbosa.
I'm against them.
Are you?
I'm against them.
Just in general?
Okay.
I have a beard. You've got Brandy. I didn't even mean to set that up, but that was pretty smooth.
Wow.
That was pretty smooth. Because I'm out here gay.
Here's my deal. I remember when beards were worn by manly men.
Only by manly men, not people that make fucking lattes. Not people that drink two bags of tea. I can't talk shit about men right now. I got tea. But normally...
Sipping out of your mug.
It's good.
Your legs crossed on the couch. Yeah. I just... And now there's...
Wait, we're dudes sitting in damn near the same position. I just look gayer because my legs are skinny.
And you have a cup of tea.
That helps.
Being fancy as shit about it. Guys with man buns and beards and flannels and skinny jeans with those gay looking, they look like running shoes from the 1920s.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
They're kind of a boot, but they're definitely not a boot.
Right.
Yes. So my friend Jacob, you just described him perfectly, except he is manly as fuck. Like, he's the exception. He has a beard, long hair, usually in a man bun, almost always wears like a fucking button up, like, I want to be a lumberjack, but I'll make your coffee kind of vibe. But he's actually a man.
Oof. Appreciate that.
Toxic masculinity levels.
Yes. Family.
My question about beards was, have you seen Ralph Barbosa lately?
Is he growing a beard?
I think that's what he thinks he's doing. Pull it up. So, okay. I've had so many people go, why don't you try to grow a beard? And I want everybody to know, I know I could grow a better beard than my brother, but my brother still looks like a giant bitch with this half-ass baby back bitch beard. Now, that's one of my brothers. That's my brother Billy. My brother Deuce, manly ass beard.
I think the problem is that his mustache is not growing as thick as the rest of it.
Well, also, none of it's growing thick.
So he looks like a Mexican Amish guy.
Can I see it again? Yeah, that is a big part of it, too. But it's like, it's growing in thick around the jawline.
Yeah,
it's
like coming just in on the jawline.
Get a close one of him. Get something where it's like him on stage with a microphone, where you can really see. I think he has real friends.
Oh, it's a little patchy, huh?
Yeah, I think they need to tell him that's not, it's not ready yet, dude.
Dude, he right there looks like...
Oh, that's photoshopped as shit, too. It's not, it's way worse than that. Keep looking.
He looks like he owns pressure cookers.
He does.
And
keep looking. The point is, everybody I've talked to about this problem thinks that...
Oh!
There you go. That's with the real lights on it. Also, if he's from Dallas, why can't I understand him when I could... Like, when I first saw him, he opened for Dan Soder about 2 years ago. He was, first off, incredible. And I saw him not too long ago. Very funny. But... why does he sound like he moved back to Mexico now? Like, he was born in Dallas. He talked normal when I saw him the first time. And now he's, like, way more, like...
Hispanic?
Yeah, he's, like, he's, you know...
It's all that he does shows with.
Right, so it's like he's just around people, so it brings it out.
So it's kind of like we were just talking about with Shane and Matt.
Oh, I got you.
Like, they're just around each other all the time.
You're around it too much, so you just be like, yeah. Hey, you know?
Yeah. Like, every time I go to Los Tres Mexican restaurant, when we leave there... I call everybody Vato.
Every time I see a fucking 64 Impala, right? If it's got 14s or smaller on it, I just fucking talk like this for 3 days. I don't know. I get a chihuahua. I do all this shit. No, like, for real, though, it does seem like he's gotten more, like, which is cool because he's like, he figured out who supported him the most and he leaned into it, and I like that. And that's a huge part of his success. But also, like, his voice has changed. If you watch a video of him, like, 2 years ago, he doesn't sound anything like that. It's... the Mark Norman thing, I also am still trying to figure out when Mark Norman started talking like that. Like, he couldn't have been three and just been like, cut, you know? I can't even do
it. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Here's what I like about Ralph. All the success that he's had here recently, and more power to him. I wish him all the best. He's killing it.
He's doing good.
Still lives with his dad.
I think he had, I think he bought a house and then had his dad move in with him. Like, he says he still is with his dad, but he also said he bought a house right outside Dallas not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
So I think he bought a decent house. Like, now I will say that's in his act that he said he bought a house, not publicly. So he might have just said that, but like, I bought a house now. He might be waiting.
I saw him on a podcast, and he was talking about, like, I think, did you see him on, no, I know you haven't, never mind.
What?
You might be garbage, or are you garbage?
Are we garbage? Are we garbage? Are you garbage? No, but why wouldn't I see him on that?
Because you don't watch podcasts.
But they have it. I could listen to it.
Yeah. When was the last time you listened to one?
A podcast?
No, that one.
Oh, never.
Okay, but, see?
But I listened to, what did I listen to today? I listened to Tim Dillon and Theo Von in the last, Wayne Gretzky was on Theo Von. I had to check that out. I'm a big Wayne Gretzky guy.
Really?
Not really, but I like hockey, so.
I saw Wade Boggs was on BurtCast.
Don't know who that is.
You don't know who Wade Boggs is?
I mean, of course, but remind me.
I apologize, first of all, because I hate when people do that. You go, I don't know what that is. You don't know what that is? Isn't that what I just said? So I apologize.
Okay.
But accepted. Wade Boggs, baseball player.
Okay. Well, I know who Johnny Bench is just because my mom said he was not nice.
Who?
Johnny Bench.
He's really?
From Binger. Yeah.
Yeah, from Binger.
Yeah. That's the only reason I know is because my mom's from Binger and so is Johnny Bench, and they're within 20 years of the same age.
Hey, let me tell you something that's crazy.
Okay.
Are you... You're not a big sports fan not at all, really.
No. I'm a fan of sports the same way I'm a fan of, like, that RuPaul drag show. Like, I get why people watch it, and I even get that they're having fun doing it. And if I was gay, I'd probably do some of it. But it's not for me to watch.
Okay, so you don't have to be a fan of sports. Like
I was really good at sports.
Here lately, I've been really big into watching these documentaries about different sports players.
Okay. Have you seen the one about Michael Jordan?
I have.
He's pretty cool.
It's are you talking about The Last Dance?
Yes.
Yes. Never very seen good.
It. Heard it's great.
It is very good. There's another one called Facing Nolan. It's about Nolan Ryan.
Know the name.
Nolan Ryan was the greatest baseball pitcher of all time.
I thought that was Chipper Jones.
First of all, Chipper Jones was not a pitcher. but Nolan Ryan, he's got the hardest or the fastest recorded pitch of all time. 108 miles an hour.
How long ago is this?
This was a long time ago.
And it still hasn't been beaten?
No. And they had to use science. So it's kind of, this is one of those things that's pretty wild if you watch it, how they originally started timing baseball pitches.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
They measure distance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see how long it took. And then from that, they can deduce how fast it was moving.
So the first time a pitch was measured, a guy had to release the ball at the same time that a motorcycle was driving next to him.
What the fuck?
To see when the ball broke. They had a frame with a piece of paper in it to see if the motorcycle and the ball broke the paper at the same time.
So they're guessing
this ball's
going to go around
100. Now, this is back in the 1930s or whatever.
That's still a crazy way to do it. That's really cool.
Then what they came up with is they had two frames. Both of them had electrical wires that ran through it, like real thin, easy for the ball to go through. So they throw a ball, and it would break the current here and break the current here, and they would time that distance.
I was thinking video cameras, and then I realized what time frame we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were talking about like the 70s.
Right.
And I was then
they came out with radar guns.
Right.
And the problem with radar guns, what they're doing is, and when they first started timing pitches or clocking pitches, is they were aiming from home plate and 10 foot back, behind home plate. Well, that's what the ball's at its slowest. Well, then they started clocking them home plate and 10 foot forward. And like, yeah, it's still good. But then they started recording these guys nowadays, and it's 10 foot from the pitcher's mound, which is when the pitch is at its fastest.
The speed of the pitch peaks at 10 feet out of the guy's hand, basically?
Right. Well, okay. It's at the release is when it's absolute fastest. As soon as it doesn't have anything pushing it, it started to slow down. It's got resistance.
I would think so.
But all they had to do
picks up speed. Like I've always wondered how that. I've never understood how that works. I don't know how it would work on a baseball. A bullet's optimal speed happens like pretty far out of the muzzle. I don't know how far, but
is it because of the spin of the?
It has something to do with the spin. Yeah. Like, because if you just shoot a regular like old school musket that's just a muzzle loader with no rifling, it's different. But I still can't. I assume it's because it's like cutting the air better when it picks up the right amount of spin that carries it forward. But like how?
Yeah.
There's no propellers on that bitch.
Right.
Like, I've never understood that.
Which was weird. Like, my daughter pitched softball, which, you know, different mechanics.
Right.
what was always weird to me is her fastball. She threw a fastball that was in the low 50s.
Which, for throwing underhand,
which for softball is not bad.
The world record.
You have to be throwing 60 miles an hour or higher for D1 college to look at you as a pitcher.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured and this is gonna sound so fucked up, but because the ball's bigger and you're throwing underhanded, I just kind of assumed 1/3 of the speed of the world record would still be pretty good.
Right.
Like, I figured in the 30s.
So she's
really good.
Low 50s is her fastball. Upper 50s, almost 60, she could throw a screwball, which had way more mechanics. And, you know, a fastball is just straight down a pipe.
Straight, yeah.
Where with a screwball, you have to step out and push your hips out, and the ball, you bring your arm around in close to your body and then spin the ball at the end of it. So as the ball goes, it spins and then travels
in. That
spin
might be speeding it up then.
Could be.
So if I...
It was wild.
Here's the sports I've played and taken seriously. Hockey. I played baseball, like, with my friends.
Yeah.
I played soccer for maybe, like, 2 or 3 years. I was never serious about any sport but hockey. But in baseball versus softball, I would think, baseball, I can't tell what the fuck that ball's going to do. Softball, the way you just described that pitch, I'm thinking I can tell if it's a screwball by watching them. Is that not the case?
As...
Like, if I'm here watching the pitcher down there, can I, if I'm really good at looking at people's
watching
body
mechanics,
her mechanics,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That would seem like you have a huge disadvantage as a pitcher in softball versus baseball.
The batter, also the distance from the mound to the plate is much shorter in softball. So the ball gets to the batter quicker.
Okay.
So even though the ball's traveling at less speed, it still gets to the plate faster.
That makes sense because it's way closer.
So you don't, you have less time to pick up on what they're doing.
Okay. I just like, I've always thought it was weird that there are two sports and one's baseball and one's softball. Like, they're so close. It's like there's inline hockey and ice hockey, but there's not, well, there's 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 and 5-on-5 too, but there's not like hockey and ice lacrosse.
Right.
Like, there's a huge difference in hockey and lacrosse, but they're the closest two things, like, to each other that I can think of that aren't baseball. Baseball and softball, or rugby and football are another. They're really close. But baseball and softball are, to me, they look like the same sport, except you have bigger ball, shorter throws. Guys don't play softball unless they work at a company that has a softball team. Girls don't play baseball. I've never understood why it's not just like a unisex, like, we have a girls' league, we have a boys' league. It's all baseball or it's all softball.
Right. Well, and nowadays, just with the way that things are going, there are more girls at the middle school and high school level. There are more girls being able to play boys' sports. There's so many more girl wrestlers now than there used to be. There are girls.
Wait, girl wrestlers or girl wrestlers that have penises?
No. Okay. Actual born that
just
way.
Just checking.
There are girls playing in high school baseball. There are girls that play high school football.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, they're breaking into that stuff. And in most things, I think that it's about physical ability. If you're physically able to do this and you can do it better than somebody else, you get the spot. I mean,
right. No, I agree with the idea of like having girls and boys divisions of things, because you go, okay, let's say it's something that involves, like, okay, let's say it's track. I don't think it's fair to put a 6'3 guy against a 5'4 girl. But a 5'4 girl and a 5'9 girl, it's fair. 5'4 has just got to work harder.
Yeah.
It's too huge of a disparity in, like, if we're talking about strength and speed stuff, it's a little too easy for a guy to just automatically be a little better. But if a girl wants to compete in that, I've always thought it's cool when a girl just goes, fuck it, I don't want to run with these girls that are about like me. I want to work really hard and challenge people. I've never thought of it that way. I'm just thinking of, like, the fact that softball is, in my mind, a girl sport and baseball is a guy sport, like, never made sense to me. Like, why is one, like, why is, I mean, I feel like you're going to fuck your shoulder up throwing underhand.
It's actually less, less strain on your shoulder.
It looks like it would be a huge,
like, in baseball, you have pitch count. A baseball player can only throw so many pitches in a game.
Or
can only throw
up
at high school level, or, you know, in school. Well, even in college,
they just
too
fuck up rotator cuffs like crazy. That makes sense.
Because overhand, this is not a natural motion for your shoulder. Whereas
this isn't too bad. Yeah, yeah. I never really thought about it. I mean, I've had a bad shoulder injury, so yeah. like I've thought about how my shoulder works, but yeah. I've never thought about
now,
throwing a ball.
Here's what's kind of interesting, and I think this it's natural, is you think that it's okay for, like, if a girl wants to work her ass off and play at the boys' level, she should be allowed to do that.
Right.
But what you didn't say is if a boy wants to slack off and not really work that hard, he should be allowed to play down at the girls' level.
Right. I would also not say if a little person wants to be forced to wrestle with fucking The Rock, that I think they should have to. But if they want to, if they earn the fucking right to hang in there, I think that's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
It's if you, and I hate, I this is going to turn into a thing where somebody thinks I'm sexist, which is fine. But I don't think anybody actually straight up denies that there is a physical difference between people that are born male and born female. Like, I don't think there's anybody making the argument, like, legitimately that believes what they're saying, that's not doing it for, like, clout sake or whatever.
Right.
That's saying guys and girls are exactly the same, there's no difference. Like, I don't think that exists. But if there was, let's use a different thing to compare, weightlifting with a person that has two arms and a person that has one arm. Now, that's a way bigger difference than guy and girl. If a guy with one arm wants to compete against a person with two arms, the guy with one arm has a slight disadvantage. I think it's totally fair if he wants to let him work his ass off and do that. It wouldn't make any fucking sense to me if there was like a one-arm bench press competition and this dude comes in with two arms and goes, watch this, bitches. Like it's like if you said, we're doing a shooting competition and in my mind, it's all archery because we're at an archery range and somebody comes in with a rifle and you go, well, yeah, you're going to shoot the target way further than me and hit it as a bullseye every time because you have a scope, you're shooting a bullet. It's not the same thing. I think men and women, not the same thing.
Right.
So I don't think my analogies are great because I definitely think like some women don't have as big of a disadvantage as others. Like my wife, for example, is stronger than me. And I tell people that all the fucking time. And I don't think it's funny, but like I've gotten used to it. When I met her, I was 20 times stronger than her. I've gotten less strong, upper body. Lower body's probably the same. She's gotten way stronger. Like, she works on it. I'm still just naturally where I'm at. Now, before my hands were fucked up, I think you would be blown away based on how I look and how I sound versus, like, how much I could lift. Like, I've always been able to, like, bench more than my body weight. I never was into, like, deadlifting or anything. But, like, if you just took me to a bench right now, I bet I could probably still bench press, like, 170, maybe? Like, do a couple. I don't mean just one time I get it up. Like, I could do, like, 10 reps of my body weight my whole life. Like, when I was 12, I could do 10 reps of my body weight. That was about the same as, like, I mean, not much different than what I weigh now. I probably would have 140 when I was then. Okay, that's different. But the point is, when I was a little kid, I was abnormally strong, like, to a point where I'm surprised nobody got me checked to see if I had, like, Down syndrome or something. As an adult, I'm not that strong. I'm married to a lady that can pick both of us up and carry us around like little bitches. And I think that's cool. I just think she earned that, and I think I naturally had it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be unfair for me to be like, she has to compete on the same level. Because I worked out for 3 years to try to beat her. I could beat her at most things when it comes to weight. Now, speed and flexibility, she's going to have a little bit of an advantage on the flexibility part for sure. I'm going to lose that. Because I'm stiff as fuck. Do you remember when Chris worked here and he wanted to have a stretch off because he was going to bet me $1,000 he was more flexible than me?
I did not remember that.
Okay. Well, when Chris was working here, I said something about how I used to be really flexible and I'm not anymore. Like, I used to, like, legitimately be able to do the splits on two folding chairs and touch my balls to the ground. Like, and I don't mean because my balls were sagging. I could touch my crotch to the ground when I was probably 13. I was really into karate. That was part of karate. Just see how flexible you can get. All the guys on the magazines doing a horse dance, but instead of a horse dance, their fucking legs are up by their shoulders. I could jump and almost do full splits in the air. Like, I was that flexible to where it wasn't hard. I was talking about this, and I was like, and I lost it all when I hit a growth spurt and stopped stretching. And Chris goes, I bet you $1,000 right now I'm more flexible than you. I was like, yeah. I literally didn't hesitate. I was like, let's do it right now. And he goes, oh, well, let me see you stretch a little. And I was like, no, but if you're that confident, I'm still betting you $1,000. Like, I just can't imagine you being right. And my point in the bet was, I don't think he could be right. Not, he couldn't be flexible. Like, his just read on me had to be that off. And I tried to get him to bet me like $50. I tried to settle down to normal. I couldn't get him to even get close to any kind of stretching competition. Never seen him stretch. But it was just all confidence on my behalf. If he wanted to have a stretch off, he might be more flexible with me. I have no idea. I just thought it was so funny. I was ready to lose $1,000 to it.
Yeah.
Because I knew if he bet me $1,000 and I won, that he knew he had to pay me or he wouldn't have a job. So I knew there was a good chance he would, you know, make payments, but get me. And if I lost, I lost $1,000, but I wouldn't. I would break my legs to win. So, not literally, but I'd fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. Where are we at? That's 25. I say we let you talk for about 5 minutes. And I'm going to look at some pictures of naked bitches on the internet.
Well, back to what I was saying. As far as the documentaries about sports people, like there's
oh shit, that was me running on a long one. I'm sorry.
No. We got off on. But
wait, you got off on that?
Yeah, it was great. Cool. I enjoyed it. The Last Dance, Michael Jordan, Facing Nolan, about Nolan Ryan, and then there's the newest one I watched was, it's called It Ain't Over, and it's about Yogi Berra.
Not to be confused with Yogi Bear.
Right.
Okay.
They do talk about that, though.
Oh, that's where, like, the Yogi Bear name came from, Yogi Berra?
Right.
For real?
Mm-hmm. But Yogi Berra never got any credit for it, even though it was obvious that they created this character after him.
What about Baby Ruth, Babe Ruth, candy bars, Babe Ruth?
I don't know if that's where it came from or not.
It almost has to. Is Babe Ruth was, like, he played baseball.
Baseball.
Okay. Big deal, right?
Yeah.
I was playing dumb there. I knew it was baseball. And then there's a Baby Ruth candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely can't be.
To me, it makes sense that it is, but I just don't know. Like, I've never.
It'd be like if there was like a Snickers McGee, and they were like, "That candy bar has nothing to do with him." Be like,
and he liked peanuts.
Snickers McGee loved peanuts. Invented nougat. Was really good at baseball. Coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The one about Yogi Berra. Which I've always, Yogi Berra was one of the greatest, he was a catcher.
Oh, I didn't know what he did, but I knew he was, I know, like, I, it's like, I can name a few people, like,
Yeah, you can.
Babe Ruth would be like my, if you said, who's like the greatest baseball player of all time, I'd say, I think, I've heard Babe Ruth, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you got Yogi Berra, I would have landed on eventually, would have never known Nolan Ryan, is his name?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have seriously skipped forward to like Barry Bonds. Like I'd be like, I don't know, Barry Bonds, Chipper Jones. These are names I know.
Yeah.
I only know Barry Bonds cause he did steroids, and I know Chipper Jones because my great grandma loved the fucking Braves.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
It's pretty wild how popular the Braves were. She was from around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not near Atlanta.
Yeah. Dude, it was wild. Like I had family that were huge Atlanta Braves fans, and I was like, why?
I think we like, should switch to the A's just so we can have a different color of the same logo. I don't know if you ever noticed the hats are the exact same, just a different color. They took a color wheel, and they went... Phew, and
what do you think about the professional sports teams changing their names because now all of a sudden people are like, oh, that's racist?
I think if the people that are a victim of that actually believe it's racist as a majority, that I would be a little more behind it.
Yeah.
But like I forgot, okay, it's not the Blackhawks. It might be the Redskins, but there was a team, it's the craziest shit. We'll have to look it up. Find it and comment it. They changed their name. Let's say it's the Redskins. They changed their name to the Natives or something. And then people were like, no, actually, that was our only representation in any mainstream anything, and we really thought it was cool that you had that name.
Yeah.
So then they were like, oh, fuck, we got it. Because the white people told them it's racist, so they said, we don't want to piss off any white people, changed it. Natives that were supposed to be offended by it said, no, the white people said that. We actually were all a big fan of it just because of the name. Change it back, so they changed it back. I have two problems with that. First off, we listen to white people in the first place about something that's not white people business. And I'm white, so it's not white people business. Second, we were caving to people just from pressure from you, just the fucking being a bitch. Like, if somebody said, I don't like the name Avenue because it implies that you're on an avenue and you're on Cash Road, I'd be like, well, I don't like your fucking face and your mom's a bitch. Like, I don't understand what your opinion has to do with my business.
Right.
Like, you don't get tattooed here. Eat a dick. That's it. Like, that's, we've agreed you're not going to get tattooed here because you don't like the name. You go down the road. There's another shop. Get it there. Be a fan of a different team. Like, the fact that they're all so spineless that they go, well, we don't want to lose any fans, makes me not a fan. Like, now, I'm not a big sports guy anyway, but, like, if it was a brand, let's say Nike, like, there was some fucking root word in Latin that people were like, oh, it turns out Nike means I don't like Jews. You'd be like, oh, well, Adidas already suffered from that, so let's get away from that. We'll change it from Nike to Eakin. Like, we'll, and then we'll do like a 666-999 thing. We're going to pretend we're Jews. We're reversing it. We're doing the opposite. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's so dumb to me.
Yeah.
Like, that you just cave to public opinion constantly. And corporations think they have to do that because they have a board of people that go, well, what if we lose 10% in our shares? If your stock goes down by 10% because people think that your company's racist, your stock's probably also going to go down by 10% when people think you're a big bitch. Like, a bunch of people are going to be like, I just don't want to fucking be invested in these people because they're so fucking gay. Like, and I don't mean that it's against, like, gay people. Gay people are tough. Like, they take dick for fun. Some of them.
Like the Florida Seminoles.
I never...
Which is a college.
Okay.
And their mascot was the Seminoles. And, like, all these people, there was an uproar during all the, oh, this is racist against Native people. We got to stop. We got to change it. And the Seminole Nation came up and were like,
No.
Like, we 100% take it as a compliment.
Right.
That you've named your college mascot after our people.
Yeah.
So now the Florida Seminoles are still the Florida Seminoles.
Is there a team called, like, the Savages or something? I could see that being almost offensive. Like,
yeah, like, well, Washington Redskins were changed. I think they're, like, the Commanders now or something like that. Yeah,
right. That might be the one I was talking about. That was Redskins, Commanders, Redskins again.
Then you had the Cleveland Indians.
That could be the one.
Which I think that's a baseball team.
And I like their logo.
Yeah.
It's like a cute little fucking fun guy with huge feathers. I'm like, that's cool. Like, as a person that's one millionth Native American, I support it.
Yeah.
But that's that one part of me. Yeah, no, I mean,
tomahawk thing.
The thing is, like, if somebody said, we don't want a white person running around as the mascot, I don't think you fire your mascot, but I think when that mascot retires, you try to find yourself somebody that belongs in that suit. Maybe that would make sense.
Yeah.
But the idea of caving, and I'm not saying don't fucking listen to the public on anything, but the government lets us vote and doesn't listen to us. The government's fucking doing pretty good. Amazon doesn't give a fuck what you think. They're doing all right. Apple definitely doesn't give a fuck what you think. Remember Apple? Now, I will say this was like a PR stunt, but the FBI was like, hey, we needed this dude's iPhone because he murdered somebody and we want to prove it. And they were like, sorry, we don't let people do that. And they're like, well, you can, and you're obstructing justice. And they're like, nah, that's his right to type whatever the fuck he wants in his device. We don't have a right to hack it. I love that. Like, a company that stands their ground, to me, I'm, and again, I don't do stocks much anymore, but I would be more likely to invest in a company that I know is going to stand their ground on shit that I agree with.
Yeah.
And maybe even if I don't agree with it, the fact that they're so passionate, I'm still probably like, you know what? I disagree, but I like that you stick your guns. That being said, I don't think they should always just be like, this is how we do it, so this is how we do it. I think that's dumb too. But, like, letting public opinion tell you what to do as a company or as a person is fucking stupid. Like, have you ever had somebody come up to you after a show and be like, hey, you said midget in that joke?
100%.
Ask a fucking little person. Ask them. Ask 40 of them. They're all, not literally all. Most LPs are cool with it. Like, if it's for a joke and you're not picking on them.
Right. I used to have, I'd do a joke about a midget. Yeah. And I had a midget come to me at the end of the show and told me how much he loved that joke.
Right.
And then I also
the one that hugged you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And then I also...
How tall was he?
I also used to do a joke about... not being so busy before a show, I didn't know if I was coming or going. And my wife said, oh, you're going because when you come, you look like a Down syndrome kid trying to whistle.
That's true.
And then I had a lady come to me after the show, and she goes, hey, like, I just wanted to tell you, like, I've got a kid that's special needs. I don't appreciate that joke. I think you'd be funnier without it. She said, that's why I excused myself. She goes, when I stood in the hallway, I listened to the rest of your jokes. Like, everything else was great. Nothing was offensive. And I said, wait a minute. So you're telling me I said something that offended you, and to get even with me, you went and stood uncomfortably in the hallway and still listened to the rest of my jokes. Like, you didn't leave.
Right. You didn't ask for a refund.
Right.
You just, yeah.
And you gave up your comfortable chair and went and stood outside and still listened to the whole thing. She's like, yes. I said, it sounds to me. And then her husband interrupted us, and he apologized on our behalf and goes, hey, look, like, yes, we've got a son with special needs. He wasn't making fun of our son.
Right.
His wife was making fun of him looking goofy.
Right.
Like, you missed the joke, and I told you not to say anything to him about it. Then they bought me a drink.
That's cool.
And it worked out great.
With all those things, like, first off, usually it does. Usually, like, I've had a few people tell me certain things I shouldn't say. It's not too much. But it's never been like, and I think it's because I don't get defensive. I go, oh, I understand why you feel that way. But
yeah,
it's just kind of, that's how I do it. Like, if I knew how to make that joke funny in a more politically correct way, I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes that joke funny is that it's not politically correct. And what makes it a joke is the fact that we all don't agree with it. Like, I say things on stage I don't mean.
Right.
All the time. I forgot who it was that said, like, halfway through a set one time, he goes, I hope everybody here knows I actually also am offended by that one. And I was like, yeah, me too sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, that's what makes it funny, is, like, there are people that don't understand that a joke is a joke, and they take it to heart and get weird about it because you said a word. And yeah, if you have a special needs kid, you kind of have a right to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder about it. And you don't want people making fun of your kid. You love your kid. That makes sense. If I thought somebody at a show was pinpointing my kid and telling everybody that my kid's a fucking idiot or something, I would be very upset. There's no way they can do that because they've never met my kid.
Right.
Like, I've been to a few shows. Like, you've met my kids, so it's possible for you. But if I go to Bricktown Comedy Club, the guy on stage doesn't know who I am. So he certainly doesn't know my kids. So if he says, I think all 10-year-olds are fucking idiots and they're always playing on their Switch and looking out the window and saying they want to fuck a bird, I'd be like, well, I mean, he got the Switch part right. But that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if my kids want to fuck birds or not.
I don't think. I mean, cloacas are pretty cool. But
but I know another lady who we were in Chickasha. And there was a show going on.
Lots of retards there.
And not really my show. But I know that she's got a special needs kid, and somebody that was on stage was, you know, a lot of retard this, right, retard that, or whatever. So, and I was standing over by the door. She walked in, and she come past me, and she goes, hey, she goes, I'm going to go stand outside for this one. Like,
yeah,
I got a special needs kid, and this guy's really just offensive. Like, I'm not finding him funny. And I said, I get it.
Yeah.
So she went and she stood outside.
And then come back in.
When that person was done, like, I went and opened the door and I said, hey, like, it's a new comic if you want to come back in. She goes, all right. She came back in. Yeah. That's, if people would do that same thing on social media, like, if somebody posts something and you don't like it, just keep scrolling.
Right. But they do. They do. Most people do. You don't see those people because they did. Like, they don't, nobody comments and says, hey, I'm going to bow out of this conversation.
Right.
Because if they're going to bow out, they don't need to comment.
Right. But so those are not the people. Those are the people who are doing, they're handling life, yeah, the way you're supposed to handle life.
The majority of people still are.
Right. But the people that we're talking about are the people that think that it's.
And Matt Rife wants them to have a helmet.
Yeah.
And I agree with his statement.
Yes. I 100% support Matt Rife and his link to his apology.
That is fucking funny.
100%.
All right. On that note, I've been Andrew Patterson. This is Matt Rife.